seat won't slip. Give your rubber nose and a nibble lip. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a nigger by the toe. Nigger, eat grass, fine.
Well,
nigger, feel good.
Gentlemen, be seated.
Say, Harry, is you going to the county fair?
Well, to tell the truth, I didn't intend to go.
Man alive, you sure am a cheapskate. Why, there's going to have donkey races and pig races.
then I was gone. That's the only reason I was gone, too.
Mm-mm. How's that?
Because you and your whole doggone family is the only ones to compete in the contest.
Well, you certainly did put one over on me that time, Harry. But just the same, I surely am surprised to see you here.
What is surprising about that?
Well, I was under the impression that there was to be nobody here but intelligent and cultured people.
Mr. Collins will sing Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown.
Who'd had a knocking at the door below? Who'd had a shivering in the hail and snow? Brrr, I can hear you grumbling, Mr. Rufus Brown. Just keep on a knocking, babe, or shan't come down. I want to tell you that you can't get in. Had you been a gambling, honey? Did you win? Who that you tell me, coon? You lost your breath. I hope you freeze to death.
Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown. What you gonna do when the rent comes around? What you gonna say? How you gonna pay? You'll never have a bit of sense of rent today. Well, you know I know rent means so. Landlord's gonna let us out in the snow.
Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown.
What you gonna do when the rent comes around?
Well, what are you thinking about, Arthur? You seem to have something on your mind.
Yes, you see, the winter time is coming on, and I was thinking how my dear old mother-in-law, even up to the day she died, used to worry, you know, about the price of coal going up. Dear, dear.
Too bad, Arthur. But her trouble is all over now. She won't have to worry over the price of coal where she is now.
Say, Albert, your father is a lawyer, isn't he?
Yeah, most of the time. But when I don't behave myself, he's a tenor. And he can put him over the plate every time.
Why, Albert, you talk like an idiot.
Well, I've got to talk so you can understand me.
Harry, I hear you has quite a big family.
Oh, yeah, I got a big family. All girls.
That's good. And you had a big pile of money, too, hasn't you?
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Yeah, well, after you was dead, who was you going to leave most money to?
Going to divide it up. You see, Mandy is 17. She's a good gal, too. I'm going to leave her $1,000.
Yeah?
Yeah, see, Phoebe is 18. She gets $5,000.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Liza is 20, and a man who takes her gets $10,000. And
hold on a minute, Harry. You haven't got a daughter about 60, has you? No, then I'm going to leave.